Hey y'all, how you doing?
All right.
I got some poems I want to lay on you, and I hope you like them. And before I get into the poems themselves, I want you to know where I'm coming from. And I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to lay it on you in this way. I want to tell you how I feel about my people. Ooh, a little while.
All right.
And as I watch my people and as I listen to them and as I see what they do and how they do it, I have come to understand things like that I didn't understand before.
Tell us about it.
And you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah.
All right. The poem is called My People Is. And I want to warn everybody that, you know, they talk about proper grammar, and I have all due respect for proper grammar. I can proper the grammar anytime, anywhere, any place.
Right.
However, I do not feel that this is the time or the place.
Right.
I'm going to speak the language the way my people speaks it. Yes, I is.
Yes.
All right. My people, y'all, is ignorant, selfish, and cruel. Now, just in case you think I don't mean what I say, I'm going to repeat myself. I said, my people is ignorant, selfish, and cruel. Got you going there.
So right.
But some of y'all is grinning inside and saying, that's right, that is right. Somebody else is wondering, where this food coming from? And then there's them that's just saying, gee. Well, before somebody decides to join church and blow my brains out, let me hip you the way I'm coming from.
All right.
First of all, my people has got to be ignorant, because after 400 years in America, they still too dumb to know that they ain't supposed to survive.
Right.
That's right. America do not intend for my people to have nothing.
Right.
America do not intend for my people to do nothing.
Yeah.
And America sure enough do not intend for my people to be nothing.
All right.
But you never know it from looking at them.
Right.
That's right.
They be laughing loud.
Come on now.
Singing loud.
That's right.
Wearing all them pretty loud colors.
Yes, for sure.
Strutting. And I mean it when I say my people is selfish. Other people be asking, how y'all do that? If we had to live like y'all got to live, we flush ourselves down the toilet. So, how y'all do that? in my people's head. Nothing to it but to do it.
Amen. <Come on now. laughs> Right.
And cruel, my people take the kick for being cruel, y'all. They get chopped down over there, so they pop up over here. They struggle through that jail thing, that warfare. They wrestle with hunger and disease. But do you know that some of them is bold enough to live to be senior citizens?
Tell it.
And they just keep on keeping on. It's supposed to be no keeping on the way America slaps it to them. Mm-hmm. I think they do it just to be aggravating.
That's right.
My people got the nerve. The nerve. To be magnificent.
All right.
People are fascinating, you know. Some of them are tall, some of them are short, some of them are round, some of them are shaped like pencils. Some of them are old, some of them are young, some of them smell nice, and some of them don't got no smell, you know? But you know, in my few years of watching, it seems to me that, I like to simplify everything, and I have people put into two categories. All the people in the world, I think, fit into two categories. Now, I know that's bold of me, but I'm going to lay it on you anyhow. The poem is called Bats and Butterflies. Mm-hmm. Poem say, seem like to me there be two kinds of people in this world. There be the bats and there be the butterflies. Butterflies are like puffs of cotton candy, fluttering from flower to flower, leaving behind a trail of silent, sun-filled kisses. A lovely touch of charm to God's luscious creation. Bats be like stank breath, like funky armpits, like a big pile of what you get from a big dose of X-Lax. Like personal gases, you know, the kind that come at you from below the waist.
Wow. Yeah.
And even though butterflies don't bother nobody, bats don't like butterflies. As a matter of fact, bats hate butterflies. Why? Don't start me to lie. Just like it takes a fool to understand a fool, it takes a bat to explain a bat. Only a bat can tell you how come they lie and strain and connive to destroy the butterflies and their children and their children's children's children.
It's all right.
But there's one thing I do know. God don't like ugly.
Sure, doctor.
So it is a dangerous thing to set yourself against the servants of the Almighty God.
Yeah. All right. All right. All right.
You all are certainly a happy bunch. And that's grand. I like happy people. I really do. Give yourselves another round of applause. All right. All right. Oh, yes. Bless your hearts. May I see your hand if you know anything about love? Some hands didn't go up. Some hands didn't go up. Now, come on now. All right, we're going to talk about love, y'all. Yes, we are.
It's all right.
And it's a sad kind of love. And it's a kind of a sad experience. But, to kind of get you in the mood for it. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long ways from home, a long ways from. Love makes the world go round, so they say. What keeps your world going round when you didn't get no love way back when? Way back there when you didn't know nothing. When you didn't know nothing about nothing except sleeping and getting fed, and crying because you was wet or because your diaper was full. And even though you didn't know nothing and couldn't say nothing, you was already asking that question. Do you love me? I mean, do you love me? Do you love me? And you knew the answer even then. You could tell by the eyes, by the voice, by the feel of the hands when they touched you. And if the answer was no, oh, precious God, that's when death began. The death that was to become your shadow, your heartbeat, your smell. And you can believe me when I tell you that the absence of love is death. Just as sure as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, the absence of love is death. And every hour of your life from then on is turned into a war between you and death. And you fight it. Fighting is easy in the beginning. See, because you figure if you're polite and obedient and you don't get your clothes too dirty, she won't have no choice but to love you. And when that don't work, you become what they call an overachiever. What that means is your report card.